Sometimes ministers receive unusual mail. And that happened to me this morning. I found a card, an envelope, in my mail slot, and I opened it up. And it was a beautiful gold envelope, no return address. And inside was a card, and on it was a star made with sequins, a gold star. And then I opened up the card, and it was blank. So if you're responsible for this card, I'd love to know who you are and what the significance was, or if you just forgot to write a message inside before sending it off to me. But what an interesting image. Of course, it's so appropriate on Epiphany Sunday to end up with a card with a star on it. What an interesting image. So we'll come back to that idea. You heard in our anthem all sorts of images related to the sky, to twilight, to the sun rising and setting, those transitions in the day, all sorts of images of the sky, which is also appropriate, and I pointed out the sun and moon images in our psalm as well, appropriate as we're thinking about this idea of following, not following a star, but following the sky, of looking up, out, away from ourselves for our inspiration. And as we reflect on this idea of light, because the season of Epiphany is often the season when we reflect on the image of light, the concept of light. Light anywhere from a star to a candle, which we'll sing about soon. A star, a candle, or the northern lights, the sun, the moon, all these different ways that we see light shared and reflected. We think about the beauty that's captured in that image, in that language, just within itself. So the beauty in the idea of the sun, or a star, or the moon, or the changing light of the sky. And then we reflect on the way through that we are able to see the rest of the beauty that surrounds us. The people and nature that's revealed, that's illuminated by these sources of light. So the changes in light, the changes in the sky, also change how we see others. I'm not much of a photographer, but I know enough to know that the time of day that you take a picture makes the same place look different. Is it full sun? Is it overcast? Is it first thing in the morning? We see things differently depending on the light. Earlier this year, I heard an interview with Barbara Reed, who you might know because she writes board books and children's books and does beautiful plasticine art in them. And she recently came out with a book that's called Picture the Sky. And part of the little description of this on her website says, "Wherever we may be, we share the same sky. Wherever we may be, we share the same sky. But every hour, every day, every season, whether in the city or in the forest, it is different." These images of light, these images of the sky, are ones that we share and yet are changing. They're a reminder that notion of unity, of coming together, of oneness, is not about sameness. It's not about being identical. is not about eliminating difference, but being reminded of our connection to one another. So I have to pause in this reflection to note the challenge that comes up every year when we talk about light. And I think there's a couple of challenges. One is an awareness of differing abilities. So whenever we use light imagery, despite it being so powerful, it excludes those for whom light is not a strong image, those for whom sight is not the important ways in which they engage with the world. We have to do something about translating this, reminding ourselves that we can't just use one way of talking and assume it works for everyone. I think that's part of the reason this year I've been drawn to the idea of the sky rather than just the idea of light or just the idea of a star. Because the sky is something that we see and often appreciate the beauty of through our sight. But it's not only something we see. The sky, the air, is also something that we feel. The warmth of the sun, the effect of shade, something blocking the sky, the wind against our skin. It's also something that we smell, that smell right after it rains, or the smell of pollution. It's something that we can taste or hear in the rain that falls, or perhaps the snow. It's something that we experience with all of our senses, with all of ourselves if we pay attention. The other challenge that comes up when we talk about light is that there's a long history in the church and in Western thought of equating light with white and darkness with black, and then creating a binary, a dualism, associating goodness with one side and badness or evil with the other. And some of the language that we use around Epiphany can help us with that, because it's not just about light, it's also about darkness. And in images of stars, in reminders of the moon or twilight in between times, we see the beauty not just in the light, but in the darkness too. We're reminded that we can't approach things simplistically, associating one idea with good. I have to add these notes because we need to pay attention to the language we use and to the impacts that this has on the way it shapes our thoughts, the way it informs how we think and approach things, and the ways that our language can unintentionally exclude others, create bias in ways that we're not necessarily aware of. But despite the challenges, today is a day when we pay attention to the sky, when we picture the sky and all of the beauty and all of the call that it brings. I need to grab my book. We're starting a book group in a couple of Tuesdays. The book is called The Rebirthing of God, in case you're interested. It's by John Philip Newell. Tuesday evenings at 7, you're very welcome to come. And in one of the chapters, he quotes some poetry by Mary Oliver. Here's one of her poems. Have you ever seen anything in your life more wonderful than the way the sun every evening relaxed and easy, floats towards the horizon. And in the clouds or the hills or the rumpled sea, and is gone. And how it slides again out of the blackness every morning, on the other side of the world like a red flower, streaming upward in its heavenly oils, say, on a morning in early summer, at its perfect imperial distance. And have you ever felt for anything such wild love? Do you think there is anywhere in any language a word billowing enough for the pleasure that fills you as the sun reaches out, as it warms you, as you stand there empty-handed? Or have you too turned from this world? Or have you too gone crazy for power, for things? When we're paying attention to the sky, we're paying attention to what matters. This physical reality, the here and now, all of the senses, the experiences of our eyes, and the feeling against our skin, and the sounds in the air, our touch and taste and smell, reminded that this matters, that this is where beauty rests, that this is where we see the divine, this is where we experience God. And when we pay attention to the sky, we find ourselves going places that we might not expect. We find ourselves disturbed, and disturbing others in turn. Epiphany has come to mean a moment of realization or insight. And it comes from this season, the story of the Magi having this insight, this star that they see and then follow, change their lives because of. Because it's not just that moment of insight or realization or revelation, it's what comes after. That long journey to see what has been promised. That unexpected journey towards whatever it is the sky calls us towards today, and the next day, and the next. See, we have a choice about what our transformation looks like. We have the choice of what we do when we have a moment of insight, when we reach out to the sky and find ourselves called. And then we have a choice the next day and the next about what we do and how we live and how we allow ourselves to be changed by God. We can say that a faithful life, a life of faith, is one where we choose again and again to be open to the calling of the sky, to be open to the fragility of the divine. We choose again and again not just to have moments of insight, but to allow ourselves to be transformed, to move to unexpected places, to become unexpected travelers. So it's an invitation, and it's a challenge to disturb the sky and to be disturbed by it in turn, to travel with these old stories, to make these stories moments of transformation in how we live right here and right now. to be called by the sky to see God present, to experience God present in our lives and in the lives of everyone else that we meet. Let's search for that beauty together. Amen.